welcome to our studios, Sage Bird with Chicoma Nonprofit. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Thank you so much for having me here today.
Well, thank you for being here, Sage. I know there's going to be a wonderful Midtown celebration taking place that is planned for this Saturday that we're going to talk about in just a few short moments. But Sage, I believe I met you last year. There's a Midtown event taking place, and Chainbreaker Collective had an event, and I think I met you there.
That's true. I was invited during that event to do language justice and interpret Spanish, English. The Midtown redevelopment process of the old College of Santa Fe abandoned campus for 64 acres mm-hmm. of land. It's been a really long process. So last year, there was some outreach being conducted to try to gather the input of the community as to what Midtown or that campus should become. Right. And that process has progressed.
Great. That's good news. And we're going to talk about this Midtown celebration in just a moment that's planned for this Saturday. But tell our listeners a little bit about who Sage is and your nonprofit, Chicoma, and how you've come about working with the city for this event.
Yeah, thank you. Well, first, a very warm good morning to your listeners.
Thank you.
And a very, very good day to all y'all. So Chicoma is a group of single parent households and interdisciplinary artists in town.
Uh-huh.
And we're community activists. We use art to do activism. So artivism.
I love that concept. Art is just, music and art brings us together,
yeah,
right? Brings
absolutely.
Everybody together.
And we can advocate for the things we believe in and right. our values through art. And that's exactly what we do. We're a multicultural and multi-generational member-led nonprofit. And that means people from all backgrounds and all ages.
Mm-hmm.
And we promote social sustainability
right.
and creative placemaking.
Right. Oh, that's so cool. Now, this big event on Saturday, we're going to have artists and musicians there as well. So tell us, what's happening on Saturday? What's planned at Midtown?
We've been advocating for public creative spaces and for social infrastructure.
Mm-hmm.
And so the local government, since 2018, they've been on this process to see what the 64 acres should become. So on Saturday, we're going to be celebrating the redevelopment process and how far we've gotten, where we're really close to a point where we will be able to use those spaces permanently, like the indoors. So Saturday's event will be outdoors at the Photographic Arts Center.
Mm-hmm.
And we are going to have performers like Defy.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, tell me a little bit about Defy.
Defy represents New Mexico's hip-hop. He travels all over the country for concerts, and he's super talented, a young Native American hip-hop artist. And Dracy Melody will also be there for a performance. He's also New Mexico local talent. He does roots reggae music.
Awesome.
Also super talented. I'm really excited to collaborate with this group, the group of artists who are going to be showcasing and offering youth workshops and youth mentorship.
So this Midtown celebration with music, there's going to be local artists, our local musicians. This is great. But also other nonprofit organizations, is my understanding as well, sharing resources.
Yeah, that's true. We believe that unity makes strength and we need to collaborate. So we've organized a resource fair. So Chicoma is co-hosting and has invited Chainbreakers Collective and Big Brothers Big Sisters. Also Homewise will be there. We've partnered with a lot of our local nonprofits who are servicing youth here locally, and we'd love to collaborate because it makes the outreach effort a lot more potent.
You're right.
You know?
Well, I love the fact that you're working through arts, through music. It's so important to get our youth engaged in what we do. Especially when this is such a massive project in our community. I know the city, I want to send a shout out to Lee Logston, who is with Midtown, Midtown Asset Development Manager. Thank you for sharing some of the information with us. I know it says here that the city's been working, planning on redeveloping this campus into a mixed-use development that will feature housing, including affordable housing, film, open space, public amenities, educational opportunities, community arts, and a pedestrian-friendly space accessible to all. And when we think of something that is the hope for this to be our new center of Santa Fe, doing what you're doing to get our youth engaged, to get our youth involved, is so important. And It's really fun to see what's happening. So, you know, kudos to you and all the other nonprofits working in collaboration with the city.
And I'm having a ton of fun working with that demographics. They're really the future generation of New Mexico. So we have to include them and get them involved in collect data and get their input and their opinions. So us going to partnering with the public schools is really crucial because we can hear our youths and let them know that the master plan for Midtown redevelopment includes them.
Right.
And that's the spaces for them. It's their future spot.
So this Midtown celebration taking place from, is it 2 to 7? Is that right?
Yeah, we're going to be setting up right around lunchtime. And so the Santa Fe community's invited to get involved with this process for the future of their public creative spaces and the future of affordable homes out of that 64 acres. We encourage you to come out to Midtown District. And if you don't know where that is, it's the old College of Santa Fe and the old University of Art and Design that closed in 2018. It's 1600 St. Michael's Drive, right across from Toyota Santa Fe. And it's going to start at 2. September 24th is Saturday. We encourage you to come out and come celebrate with us with live art and live music and learn more about the Midtown redevelopment process and what that's looked like for people who have been advocating for those spaces to be used and by the community in the surrounding areas.
So I love the fact that it's also a resource. There's going to be resources there, artist showcase, performances, live performances. We're talking with Sage Bird, talking about this Saturday's event that's taking place at the Midtown District here in Santa Fe from 2 to 7, public creative spaces. We're going to take a quick break, and when we return, we're going to continue on, and we'll send some shout-outs to folks as well. But you said HomeWise is going to be there.
HomeWise will be there, and folks who are interested in becoming homeowners should definitely stop by their table.
All right, back in a moment. KSWV Radio, 11 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock, visiting with Sage Bird with Chicoma. And, you know, Sage, we're going to talk about this project, you know, what's happening on Saturday again. But for our listening audience just tuning in, you know, tell us more about Chicoma. Tell us more about, you know, your goals, what you guys do.
Yeah, we're a resource to policymakers and to students and parents, mostly single parent households. And we're a resource to artists and other local nonprofits who are advocating for equitable access like we are.
Mm-hmm.
We advocate for social infrastructure and for public creative spaces in order for us to engage in cultural exchanges. And we have engaged in training around entrepreneurship, mm-hmm, for our artists' economic autonomy, and because we believe that they deserve to earn a living doing what they most love. Mm-hmm. So we're asking our local government and state government to invest in our demographics and to allow us to have social infrastructure for prevention. And, Santa Fe has amazing, talented youth. Mm-hmm. And even though we do have a public recording studio, and even though a teen center is being built in Southside, we believe that our youth deserve facilities for them to be. And so what Shikoma does is we promote educational opportunities for future generations and for there to be improvements in the social determinants of health. So the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services determined there's 5 social determinants of health: economic stability, educational access, healthcare access, neighborhood and built environment, social and community context. So we believe that when we come together and talk about the problems or things that are concerning to us, like from our lived experiences, we have our own PhD and we're experts from our experiences. So we know what the solutions are. So Shikoma advocates to have these extracurricular activities and opportunities for youth in order to, for prevention, preventative efforts influenced by our own lived experiences. And we want to let the youth know that Shikoma is available to them and to other artists and parents for us to organize and build the future we'd like to see for our town.
Man, pretty cool, Sage, that you're working with our youth and our artists to do that, and the wonderful mission of your organization. Taking a look at the timeline with the information that I have here, it looks like it's saying here that the land development plan and associated applications are under review by the city's land use department and are scheduled to be heard by the Planning Commission on October 6th. So that's a public hearing where any resident can attend and have input or submit comments ahead of time. If you're unable to make this weekend, we'd love for you to make this weekend to go visit with what's taking place. But if you're not able to do so, you have an opportunity still to very much provide your input into the process. Looks like, of course, the Planning Commission will make its recommendation to the governing body, which may have a hearing there in the early part of November. But this is a great opportunity to come by, to get engaged as a community, right?
Yeah.
To meet each other and to get resources and information in exchange.
Yeah, and people can give feedback about the redevelopment process. We have a link, bit.ly/ly. Midtown Santa Fe survey. It's a survey where you can tell us whether you think the city's redevelopment process is going in a direction that you'd like to see. So I'm actually really proud of our local government, because since 2016, the 64 acres has been abandoned, and in 2018, the city got a hold of it, and since then they've been holding meetings to try to get the public's input of what it should become. And it's been a long process, but now we're to a point where construction companies can send a bid or a request, answer to their request for proposals to start remodeling 3 of those buildings. And as soon as it's fixed, we'll start having access so all your audience, your listeners, can stop by Midtown and see that project and how it's going. I'm excited to use the spaces on Saturday starting at 2, so remember to come out and enjoy audiovisual performing arts, and also get involved with our local government. If you want to know more about this, check out the City of Santa Fe Economic Development Department, has been working on this project of redeveloping that 64 acres. Santa Fe's about to have a new plaza. We're right. Excited.
It's the heart of Santa Fe, this property. Many memories I have as a youth back in the College of Santa Fe days, going to Alumni Hall and dances, celebrating many different occasions. And it's, you know, connection to our history, but also the excitement for the future for this space is something that is very cool. So again, this Saturday, let's share all the details one more time. I know you've already shared them, but for those of you just tuning in, there is going to be an event that's scheduled for this Saturday at the Midtown District from 2 to 7. Sage, tell us all about it. What's going to be taking place?
Yeah, we'll have a resource fair, an artist vendor fair. We'll have live performances, live music, live art. Simultaneously, there'll be some youth workshops going on. So if you want to learn from a famous hip-hop artist how to write a hip-hop verse, how to write poetry and make verses, come out to Midtown this Saturday, September 24th. You can also learn how to paint. You can get your headshot taken, photographic booth station will be there where folks can get their picture taken and also learn how to write your autobiography. We'll have plenty of space there at the Photographic Arts Center. It's a huge building, beautiful architecture, and we're so glad that the local government is allowing us to utilize those spaces and celebrate this process of making it available to our community and other developers. A lot more is going to come out of Midtown, not just public creative spaces. They're planning on building 1,100 homes, and 30% of those homes will be affordable. So it's really great news for New Mexicans. Come out on Saturday and tour the campus and join us in learning more about what this process has been like. But most importantly, fill out our survey and let us know how you feel about the process this far, about making these 64 acres into a lively space for our community, to the new center of Santa Fe. Is that something that you're looking forward to utilizing? I love that there's a few schools in the surrounding area, Santa Fe High School and Milagro. It's in walking distance, so ideally they can walk after school to Midtown for extracurricular and youth activities, you know, and youth programming, like a open school concept where our artists can have work and our youth who are underserved often can have, you know, educational opportunities. So we're really excited to partner with the city and inform the community that this is that they have a future spaces coming up for them to enjoy.
Well, creating community engagement through in Midtown, through art and in music and resource fairs and everything that's taking place, that's great. I know Midtown being Santa Fe's geographic center, we want to celebrate our rich heritage, our multicultural roots, and we want to be able to have it be a place where all people, all residents are welcome to live, work, play, and experience and learn, is what it has here at MidtownDistrictSantaFe.com. So if you're looking for more information as well, you can go to MidtownDistrictSantaFe.com. And we've been visiting with Sage Bird, with Chacoma, who's with this wonderful nonprofit who works with other nonprofits, they're all working with the city to be able to put events like this on to gather feedback, but to also do it in a way that is celebrating our culture and our heritage and doing it through arts and music and live performances.
And celebrating our populace, because this approach of informing through the arts is so our young folks in Santa Fe and northern New Mexico become aware that they'll have some spaces here at Midtown available to them. It's a slightly different approach than with formal language, and you know, it can be intimidating for some people to work with local government. But I encourage you to do so, and make your your desires, your goals into reality by fighting, you know, by never giving up.
Well, and it doesn't have to be intimidating when there's opportunities like this to be able to have a voice through art or through music or through just showing up at events like this. And, you know, being able to work together is something that benefits our city. And
Absolutely. So
congratulations on this Saturday's event, and to Tacoma and the City of Santa Fe, to Chainbreaker and all the other nonprofits working together with the city to make this a fun event. HomeWise is going to be there, you're saying. So again, 2 to 7 at the Midtown District of Santa Fe. Any final thoughts or shout outs that you want to give before we finish this morning?
Yeah, I just want to say thanks again for having me, and to your listeners, remember to smile today, keep positive, and
I wish everybody could see your smile.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, just stay positive, and let's make Midtown let's make an awesome future out of Midtown for the city.
All right.
Thank you.
Well, thank you, Sage. If people want any more information, of course, the resource for the project is MidtownDistrictSantaFe.com. But people can find you if they want to find learn more about Tacoma. They can go to your website or
yeah, SageBirdTranslations.com/Tacoma. And you can also find me on Facebook, Sage Bird. You can email Tacoma at tacomamovement@gmail.com. I'm also on Instagram. And you could find me at a city council meeting or to come talk to me Saturday. I'll make time and let's chat. We'll have a survey, so please do fill out the survey. It's bit.ly/MidtownSantaFe survey. And we'll have a QR code during the event, so folks who attend are going to have an opportunity to provide feedback about this Midtown redevelopment process.
Fabulous. Well, thank you so much, Bird.
Thank you.
And have fun this weekend.
Thank you. We will.
All right. This is KSWV Radio.